Healthy Healthcare?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Remember this ad from the early 1990s?
Things are changing, and not all for the better. The government may force us to pick from a few healthcare plans designed by government bureaucrats.
Having choices we don't like is no choice at all.
If they choose,
we lose.
Yeah, you can bet President Obama remembers Harry and Louise, the television couple that helped doom healthcare reform nearly two decades ago. Today, the president hopes there will be cooperation between a whole host of healthcare providers, insurers, drug makers, hospitals, and doctors. They're getting together to announce a spending reduction plan that could amount to a lot of money. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson joining us right now. Good morning, Jeremy.
Morning, Steve.
So here we go again.
Well, you can bet they've got those Harry and Louise ads in mind. They are going to be trying to avoid the mistakes of the Clinton administration, and they know, the Obama administration knows, that there will be two main obstacles to any comprehensive health care reform. Number one is going to be opposition from the industry, and number two is going to be the cost to taxpayers. So having industry leaders on hand today to talk about cost savings over the long term is an attempt to get off to a running start in what is sure to be a very difficult marathon, with the end goal, Steve, being a government health insurance plan that would compete with private insurers.
So what else are they going to be talking about today, Jeremy?
Well, there are going to be several trade groups on hand, as we've said, the American Medical Association, the American Hospital Association, others. And they are going to be giving President Obama a letter pledging to cut administrative costs in the industry, which they say will cut the growth of healthcare spending by about 1.5% per year over 10 years, they say, Steve. That could add up to $2 trillion.
$2 trillion, Jeremy, just by cutting the growth rate?
Yeah, remember, I mean, healthcare costs are scary when the government looks at how much they're spending on things like Medicare. But what really scares Washington is how much more expensive it's going to get in the coming years as the baby boomers age and as Americans take advantage of more expensive treatments and drugs. The healthcare spending growth rate, Steve, 7% a year, which, of course, is way more than the almost non-existent rate of inflation right now.
Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson joining us from New York. Jeremy, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
Wall Street ended last week on a high note. The Dow gained about 2%, 164 points to close at 85.74, up almost 4.5% for the week. European markets are down right now. Asian stocks were mostly lower today. The Nikkei did have a small gain. Japan's Suzuki Motors eked out a small profit in the last quarter, helped by its huge Indian market. But the automaker forecasts an 87% drop in profits for this year. They say tanking global demand and a stronger yen will weigh in. Three banks that got a thumbs up on those stress tests from the government are announcing plans to raise capital to repay that bailout money. U.S. Bancorp is offering $2.5 billion of its common stock, $2.5 billion. Capital One is planning to sell 56 million new shares, common shares, and North Carolina-based BB&T says it'll sell $1.5 billion in common stock and will cut its dividend.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thriven Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thriven.com. And by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
The bankrupt retailer Circuit City went under earlier this year, closing all of its stores. But it's not quite over for the electronics chain. Today starts the process of auctioning off its brand. And while the name may live on, online probably, all those empty stores represent something much bigger in the retail world.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Yeah, Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan joins us now to talk a little bit about the business of going out of business and all those stores that are leaving some big shopping voids. Alan, apparently you've been keeping up.
Over the past few months, I've been running across any number of bankrupt retailers that turned out to be owned by leveraged buyout houses, which is not the case with Circuit City. Circuit City was just run out of business by its competitors. But I've got a list of 9 other chains, all of which were owned by leveraged buyout houses, all of which have filed for bankruptcy, and some of which are going to close some or all of their stores. It's really an ugly scene. Would you like some of the names just to look around and see what might be missing in your neighborhood soon?
And some of the names are?
Linens and Things, Mervyn's, Sportsman's Warehouse, a very large chain in my part of the world in New Jersey called Drug Fair, Filene's, Fortunoff's, Bruno's Supermarkets, National Wholesale Liquidators, and Whitehall Jewelers. And I'm sure there are more that I've missed, but that seems like a good batch to start with.
Is this a cycle or is it a shift?
Well, I think it may be both. You have the down part of the cycle. Now, 2 and 3 years ago, the chains I was talking about, most of them got bought by leveraged buyout houses then, and that was with the cycle going up because, gee, it's a stable business, a lot of cash flow, it's got these real estate assets, it's got these stores, it's got these leases, and there was all of this optimism, and really until the middle of 2007, there were still people talking about the worldwide boom, and suddenly the worldwide boom went bust, and now it's heading down. You might have, with some of these chains, a permanent shift in the sense that people are going more and more to the internet. Some of these chains are clearly not going to make it because the internet is taking over. So there may be, I hate to use this term, a paradigm shift. I don't know, but I know this is not the time I would want to be putting my 401k into shopping center securities.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan joining us. Alan, thank you.
My pleasure, Steve.
Share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. Thank you so much for being with us in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.